This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. India received the second of at least three emergency COVID-19 relief shipments from the U.S. on Friday. A U.S. Air Force aircraft landed near the capital, New Delhi, carrying pallets labeled U.S. aid that included oxygen cylinders. The U.S. State Department said that the U.S. would send more than $100 million worth of supplies to help India combat a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The surge has led to a public health crisis in India, forcing the government to seek oxygen, medicines, and other essentials from countries around the world. This also comes as the Biden administration announced new travel restrictions for India due to the COVID-19 surge it's experiencing. The federal government is extending the requirement that travelers wear face masks on planes, trains, and buses. The rule was set to expire May 11th, but the Transportation Security Administration said that it will extend the requirement through September 13th. Children under two and people with certain disabilities are exempted. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration says it will continue its zero-tolerance policy against disruptive airline passengers as long as the TSA mask rule is in effect. The UN Security Council is again demanding the restoration of democracy in Myanmar and the release of all detainees, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and strongly backing calls by Southeast nations for an immediate cessation of violence and talks as a first step toward a solution following the February 1st military coup. The council's news release followed a briefing by the top UN envoy that strong united demand for democracy by Myanmar's people has created unexpected difficulties. This is VOA News. Six American oil executives jailed in Venezuela more than 3 years ago on corruption charges were granted house arrest Friday in a gesture of goodwill toward the Biden administration as it reviews its policy toward the politically turbulent South American country. The partial release of the six employees of Houston-based Citgo was confirmed to the Associated Press by lawyers and family members of the men. The so-called Citgo Six were granted house arrest once before in December of 2019, only to be re-jailed 2 months later on the same day that then-President Donald Trump welcomed opposition leader Juan Guaido to the White House. A holiday is one of the happiest days of the calendar for Israel's ultra-Orthodox community, a time of mass celebrations in honor of a revered sage, but in the split second on Friday, the festive gathering in northern Israel turned into one of the country's worst ever tragedies, with at least 45 people crushed to death and dozens injured in a stampede. The disaster prompted a national outpouring of grief as devastated families rushed to identify their dead relatives and bury them ahead of the Jewish Sabbath. There was also anger toward authorities over an accident that experts had long feared, further including and clouding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hopes of remaining in office. NASA's little Mars helicopter is now getting an extra month of flying instead of wrapping up flight tests soon. Instead, NASA is giving the helicopter at least an extra month to tackle tough new terrain and serve as a scout for its companion rover. Officials announced the flight extension Friday following three short flights. Soon afterward, there was more good news. Ingenuity had aced a fourth flight, which was considerably further and longer than before. On its fifth flight in another week, the chopper will move to a new airfield on Mars, allowing the rover to start focusing on its own rocket sampling mission. Recapping one of our top stories, the UN Security Council demanding that the restoration of democracy in Myanmar and the release of all detainees, including Aung San Suu Kyi, the elected leader, and its strongly backing calls by Southeast Asian nations for an immediate stop of violence and talks as a first step toward a solution following the February 1st military coup. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.